So everybody, we're going to now take a journey, and I'm going to help you with some scaffolding to be able to know the difference between the energy of soul, which is our own personal journey, and to be the messenger of spirit. Are you cold? Yeah. Deborah, can we hike that just a tad bit? I want everybody to be, we're gonna bring in the guides now on a journey, and we're gonna actually start witnessing that we all do have a very important personal soul evolutionary journey. And it is not necessary for us to have perfected that journey to be good messengers. Not at all. We never will. In fact, some of us who have the most troubled lives can actually be the best guides. But the key is to come from the place and the perspective of spirit, to recognize the personal journey, to be real and authentic, loving and compassionate, knowing that no one will come to you whose personal soul journey is more complicated. The people who will come and you will work with and guide will match you on that frequency, and to trust that you are the perfect messenger, especially if you can understand their journey, but be able to guide from a place of what we call non-personal awareness. That is the realm of spirit. We want to be able to make the distinction between the vibration of personal, self-conscious awareness, emotional awareness, that's the subjective, often challenged, sometimes terribly insecure self. And feel that vibration. That's a part of your woundedness that needs to be healed. And then there's that self that is the intellectual, the observer, that understands my issues, my challenges, even understands the complexities of them, but is no closer to solving or disassembling. That energy is the mental body. The emotional body is the body of your inner child, the wounded self. The mental body is the body of your rational adult, the aspect of your nature that wants to explain everything. Neither of those really are going to help in doing spirit work. So now we're going to start connecting to our spirit body, the non-personal self, the non-limited self, the witness, the expanded one, the higher self. Every one of us comes in with both higher self and personal guide. And when we want to connect to the realm of spirit, what we are talking about is connecting to that higher self that is not in the human soul drama, and the personal guide that journeys through life, supporting, serving, and guiding and addressing your lower challenges while keeping your eye on spirit. So today we're going to now close our eyes and begin to consciously and at will make contact with both higher self and personal guide. First thing I'm going to ask you to do is to make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can, doing whatever you need to do. Adjust your body, sit on the floor, move your chair. Be aware of your personal space and the energies of those around you. Give yourself the freedom, the permission, the awareness to create for yourselves an energetic experience where you can take your attention off of the linear physical dimension and begin to journey freely and fluently into other dimensions. Good. Breathe. And for just a few moments, focus on your breath, knowing that the breath in you is the true witness, the true guide. Can you possibly imagine that with your breath, you can begin to separate frequencies? You can begin to allow your awareness to travel to more subtle realms, other vibrations, and higher frequencies. Breathe. And as you breathe, can you possibly imagine that your breath can invite you to a higher and more expanded awareness of who you are? Without having to make any external adjustments, just simply let your breath carry you. Following the breath, can you possibly imagine allowing your awareness to very gently lift and begin to separate itself from the physical plane? Your energy appears contracted and solid, dense and intense, just subtly lifting up while at the same time observing your physical body in a perfectly beautiful, peaceful, grounded, and comfortable space. Breathe. And simply notice the difference in your vibration from being centered in personal awareness and to the vibration of lifting and observing your body from a perspective of detached love, witnessing in spirit. Breathe. And in your mind's eye, studying your own body with great love and affection, how it serves and supports your consciousness in the journey through life. Breathe. Relaxed. But free of the constraints of the physical realm. Noticing that the consciousness that is observing is a breath of pure white light. Free of containment. Free of history. Free of story. Just being. As you breathe, notice that just above the physical body is a subtle frequency, perfectly outlining the physical body, that is called the emotional body, the feeling body. And while not composed of the same dense frequencies of the physical realm, nevertheless, is a very defined energetic field hovering over and just beyond your physical form. Breathe. With your awareness, notice the distinct difference between the physical vibration and the emotional vibration in the new field. And observe. Observe the frequency of the emotional body. Is it heavy, sentimental? Is it stable or agitated? Is it dull or bright? Just simply observe this field of energy at this moment in time with complete neutrality, yet interested observation. With your breath. Pure white light of consciousness keenly aware. Breathe. Peaceful. Simply enjoying the breath. And as you continue to breathe and observe, stepping back yet into an even more detached clarity. Can you possibly imagine and notice that lying above the emotional realm is another energetic field surrounding the body? That is the mental field. Very different. Very separate in its nature from the emotional body. Of a very different vibrational consistency. Allow the awareness of the inner authentic eye to study and observe. The mental field. How far does the mental field travel around the body? Can you find the edges? Notice the activity. Do you see any energy as though watching brainstorms lighting up like electrical storms? Is it dark? Is it active? Breathe. Breathe. And as you breathe, with the awareness of the inner eye, reflect on which field of vibration you most comfortably inhabit as a matter of course. Do you inhabit the physical realm? Or is your perspective more that of the emotional realm? Or the mental realm? No judgment, just awareness. Breathe. Breath, can you possibly imagine leaving all three behind? Bringing the awareness back to the light and begin to observe the light of consciousness that is you. And notice that this light is traveling now in a very subtle but definite spiral around and around. With each spiral, leaving behind the constrictions of the physical, emotional, moving into a place of no thought, just light. Breathe and follow the spiral upward, around and around. Each time you travel the spiral, it expands more and more and more. Until you're no longer connected to the physical, emotional and mental perceptions, and now you begin to explore expanded, universal and unlimited self with your breath. Simply discovering without any particular goal, how far can you expand with your breath? Each time you find yourself at an edge, breathe and allow that edge to surrender into another field of expansion. Until you become pure light with no limit. Breathe. Surrendering all connection to the challenges of physical form, emotional or mental disturbances, and in this realm of pure light, you are only one whole and in complete unison with the divine. Breathe through any resistance or struggle, and just simply travel with your breath. Getting used to this new vibration that has no edges, no biases, no judgments, no fear. Breathe. Experiencing this new vibration of you that has no reaction, no anxiety, no story. No ambition other than to simply be. Breathe. And using the power of your own imagination, can you possibly shape that light into a form that you can recognize as your own higher self? Breathe. And allow that frequency to emanate from the very center of you. Divine nature. Clear. Timeless. Unlimited. Unafraid. Powerful and empowered. Breathe. And from this higher self, can you possibly allow your awareness to expand to include that of your most powerful and supportive guide and guardian, divine companion in spirit, walking with you through this journey? Bridge between lower and higher self. The guardian who opens the gate and allows you to reach this high frequency at will and with breath. And using the power of your imagination, allow yourself to witness and recognize the vibration of your personal guardian with your breath. Perhaps experiencing your guardian visually, maybe just as a vibration, as an energy, perhaps your guardian presents as a color, an animal, a star. Breathe. Observing from the point of view of higher self, can you possibly notice the affection and companionship, devotion to service your guardian holds for you, who serves in protection as you move through life? Who assists you to rise above your own soul journey, bringing you to vantage point of higher self. Who works when the mind becomes agitated, the emotions become restless, overwhelmed, even bored, to stay faithful and connected to your higher self. Can you possibly imagine that by simply calling forward the guardian, you immediately shift into expanded light, unlimited, objective, lucid, empowered, and clear? experience your guardian. Beyond thought, beyond emotion, experience the vibration. Where does the guardian approach you? From the front, to the left, to the right? Does the guardian have your back, or is the guardian above you this time? Feel the vibration. Allow your awareness to trust the experience, however subtle, even doubtful. And allow your guardian frequency to be in place with your breath. Breathe. And ask your guardian for a name, symbol, or a signal that you can anchor to and identify, to serve, to always assist you above the limitations of the soul journey, and to immediately elevate you to the experience of the spirit, the objective, empowered, compassionate, loving, authentic self. With your breath. Guardian to higher self. Divine partnering. Aware of but lovingly detached from the physical, emotional, mental realms of the soul's journey. Breathe. Feeling the vibration, experiencing the lightness, trusting this new and maybe previously unexperienced energy field. Breathe. And through the eyes of the higher self and with the assistance of your guide, look with compassion upon your own human form, your own emotional field and mental body, listening for guidance and how you can better liberate yourself from confusion that contains and limits you. And listen with your breath. Feel with your heart space. And embrace with your physical body. Any assistance that comes directly from spirit, without words, without thought, just pure love. Breathe. As this expanded self, this higher and limited self, heals and brings wholeness and harmony. The soul journey, freedom, from debilitating soul habit enlightenment. Simply through the form of vibration, and feel the vibration pulsing in from higher self to human self with your breath. Higher self supporting human self with your breath. Feeling the assistance and the love of your guide. Clearing the frequency. Thinning the veil from higher self to human self. Not requiring the mental body to be involved, simply receiving transmission from higher self to human self. Love, clarity, wholeness, peace. Breathe. Feel the transmission of light the neutral compassion the unconditional love of higher self to human self with your breath. Allowing the transmission and the vibration of clarity to pour into any aspect of the human field, physical, emotional, mental, without your intelligence or ego being involved, other than to perhaps observe with your breath. Recognizing the guardian at any moment can take you from the subjective experience of human journey, usher you right back into the frequency of clarity of higher self through simple breath. Breathe. Letting the frequency unconditional love pour upon your human experience so that it becomes closer to the frequency of higher self. No effort, no thought, simply accepting. Breathe. And surrender to higher self any personal frequencies that are disturbed, physical, emotional, or mental, habits, biases, prejudices, judgments. Just allow the vibration of higher self to remove. Recalibrate, liberate these distortions of frequency. Breathe. serving from the place of higher self. You notice there are no constrictions. No reactions. No defenses. No anxieties. No worries. And no needs. Breathe. Settle into the vibration of higher self. Of spirit, of your most authentic, most illuminated self that is peaceful and at ease. Bringing that frequency closer and closer to the physical realm. And now descending actually into the body through the mental, emotional, clear to the physical realm and centering into the very center of your heart space with your breath. Letting the eyes of higher self override the eyes of human self. The heart of higher self override the heart of human self. The understanding of higher self overriding the limitations of human understanding. The light of higher self to override the shadows and darkness of human with your breath. Your companion guide surrounding you with light, higher self in residence, and always available with your breath. Allow the physical, emotional, and mental fields to calibrate to the frequency of higher self, seeking harmony with the most dominant light, naturally adjusting and relaxing, bringing your awareness back to present time. Bringing your awareness back through the spiral, through the mental field, spiraling through the emotional field, back into the physical realm, anchoring the light of higher self into the heart, and breathe back into present moment. And very gently, without rush, anchoring in the vibration of higher self, allow yourself to become aware of the physical, the support underneath your body. Feel the energy under your feet. Under your back, if you're laying down. Gently place your hands palm to palm, pull them aside so that the energy reverberates between them. rubbing then extending back. Place your palms over your eyes with eyes closed. Gently, very gently, allow your eyes from the awareness of higher self to open behind your fingers and allow your fingers to gently separate, bringing this higher clear frequency and anchoring it in present time in the third dimension. Slowly pulling the fingers away, coming back to the moment with your breath. Without rushing, just look around the room. Noticing the subtle frequency differences, physical body, emotional body, mental, but higher self anchored in the center. With your breath, allow yourself to recalibrate the frequency and not run back to the old familiar, but to stay in this expanded state. Breathe. Being able to be comfortable holding a higher frequency in physical realm. And then very gently stand and stretch. Without rushing, I invite you all to take a 10-minute break. But not talking and just paying attention to your energetic field. Is it peaceful? Is it agitated? Is it both? Just noticing as the higher self comes into the physical realm, levels of resistance, and just keep breathing into them. And we'll be back in 10 minutes.